The World's Jason Margolis looks back at another economic collapse in Venezuela, one that helped pave the way for the election of Hugo Chavez in 1998.
This is Caracas. Protests, riots, looting, gunfire, somewhere between a few hundred and 3,000 people dead, mostly at the hands of a brutal crackdown by government security forces. And this was 1989. Economist Francisco Rodriguez was a college student back then in Caracas.
It was a surprise to all of us. The Venezuela in which I grew up was a very confident nation, and it trusted its democracy and it valued its democratic system.
Venezuela was also rich, very rich, the wealthiest nation in Latin America.
The city of Caracas, capital of Venezuela, is enjoying a prosperity boom unparalleled in the history of South America. But where does all the money come from? The answer lies under the ground, where rich oil deposits ensure a steady revenue.
And so, Venezuela, with the world's largest oil reserves, hummed along until...
The price of oil collapses significantly in the 1980s.
Javier Corrales is a political scientist at Amherst College in Massachusetts. When oil prices plummeted, Venezuela was suddenly deep in debt. To get assistance from the International Monetary Fund, the country's leaders pursued market-oriented solutions. The government cut back on social programs, eliminated price controls on gas and other consumer goods, and privatized state-owned companies. It was all done to try and make the economy run more efficiently. Corrales says it didn't work.
One theory is that the medicine that was applied was the wrong medicine, so you made the patient worse. An alternative argument is that they didn't have enough time to apply them medicine.
When the government cut subsidies for gas, the cost to ride the bus rose 30%, and people quickly took to the streets in 1989. Venezuela's government also overvalued its currency exchange rate for a prolonged period. Basically, it made the Venezuelan bolivar artificially strong. This benefited Venezuela's rich. It allowed them to cheaply buy U.S. dollars and set up foreign bank accounts to shield themselves from higher inflation or economic crisis back home. The result? A lot of capital left Venezuela. Economist Francisco Rodriguez, with Torino Economics, says there was another reason to prop up the Venezuelan bolivar, to give the currency more spending power abroad.
Why? Because they wanted to appeal to voters, because they wanted to say imported goods are cheap.
Yes, a strong currency allowed Venezuelans to buy cheap imports, but it also stifled domestic growth. If you can import cars or sofas for less than building them at home, there's no economic incentive to develop your own industry. Michael Shifter is president of the Inter-American Dialogue, a think tank in Washington.
The big mistake was not diversifying the economy and being so dependent and so reliant on the petroleum sector. That's virtually the only thing that Venezuela produces.
And on top of all of that, Shifter says corruption in Venezuela was rampant.
Everything, everybody.
No huge surprise, inequality and resentment grew.
It would have been much wiser in retrospect to have had a more attention on targeted social policies in the 1990s. There was a desire for change, and especially for the poor. They wanted a voice, and Chavez, I think, very effectively tapped into that desire.
Hugo Chavez was a leftist who appealed to Venezuela's poor.
En Venezuela tiene su hora, y es que llegó la hora del pueblo.
That's a political ad from Chavez's winning presidential campaign in 1998. Chavez basically says, in Venezuela, it's time for the people. At the time, he was a young, charismatic military man, a third-party candidate in a historically two-party system. As president, Chavez also ran Venezuela's economy almost entirely on oil, but he benefited from higher prices. He invested a lot of the profits into social programs to help the poor, and many Venezuelans loved him for it. But there was also a lot of cronyism and inept management within his administration. Chavez died in office in 2013 of cancer. His successor, Nicolas Maduro, stepped in and ran the economy into the ground. Michael Shifter says Venezuela has now come full circle.
The problems today are magnified, but they're the same kind. You know, the corruption is monumental. The mismanagement is monumental. And so it's interesting to reflect on the same themes being touched on by Juan Guaido, the interim president of Venezuela, as was touched on by Hugo Chavez 20 years ago.
And while the problems in Venezuela today are considerably worse, Shifter says there are economic lessons for whatever government comes next in Caracas. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.